Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right, welcome to another edition of Red, White, and Blues. This is a program where we talk about the genre of music known as the blues. We talk about the blues, we listen to some blues music, and we talk about the history, we talk about the artist, we talk about the instruments, we talk about the geography, and pretty much whatever we feel like talking about. My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host today. We have a very good program in store for you today. On this episode, we're talking about more modern blues. You know, the blues goes way back to the, you know, the early 40s, 30s, 20s. But, you know, there's some guys that are still recording blues today and still doing a very good job at it. Still winning blues awards, still winning Grammy awards. So the genre is not dead by any means at all. It comes in waves. It's reciprocal, cyclical, however you want to say it. But today, we're going to cover some new artists today. And the one artist that I really think of that is really doing good in blues music today is Christone Ingram, also known as Kingfish. And he's a young man. I think he's only 24 years old. He's from Clarksdale, Mississippi. He's from the Delta itself. And he's doing a really good job keeping the blues alive. Let's get right into it right now. Let's listen to Kingfish, Christone Ingram, and 662. Christone Kingfish Ingram, born right smack dab in the 662. And for people who don't know what the 662 is, is the area code of the Mississippi Delta. Kind of like the 843 right here in the low country. But that's Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. He's right down from Clarksville, Mississippi. It's hard to believe this young man is only 24 years old. And he came on the scene in 2019, and he just made waves instantly. Just his vocals and his pretty much virtuoso guitar playing, in my opinion. And since then, you know, he's toured with guys like Buddy Guy and Jason Isbell, Steve Miller. And he was nominated for 10 Blues Music Awards already in his career. And he won all 10 nominations. That's pretty impressive in my book. Well, let's keep it going. Like I said, you know, the more I do this show, the more I scratch, you know, into the blues, the more I peel the onion, the more great artists I just seem to come across. And let's keep it going here. Here's some more Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. And how about this here? She Calls Me Kingfish. She Calls Me Kingfish. Man, what a hot young guitar player. I love to see these young guys doing this. And like I said, he's only 24 years old. And already Rolling Stone magazine quoted, the best young guitarist around today that mixes Jimi Hendrix, B.B. King, and Prince. That's a pretty pretty interesting mix right there. Jimi Hendrix, B.B. King, and Prince. But I'll say one thing he has in common with the old artist is he tours continuously. That seems to be a pretty repetitive thing about these blues guys. They tour a lot. He's on the road all the time. And like they say, there's no grass growing underneath his tour bus. And I just love to hear these new guys doing the blues. And let's do another one here. This is another Chris Stone Kingfish Ingram song. It is called That's What You Do. ¶¶
stay up all night long. You drive 500 miles just to play a couple songs. That's what you do. Yeah, that's what you do. I said, ain't no shortcut. That's what you do for the blues. Live out of a suitcase, no time to wash my clothes. I love to stick around, but I got to hit the road. That's what you do. Yeah, that's what you do. I said, ain't no shortcut. That's what you do for the blues. Trying to catch a flight. Another rainy city, another lonely night. That's what you do. Yeah, that's what you do. I said, ain't no shortcut. That's what you do for the blues. Now let's go to work. The bed. Ain't no turning off all the pounding in my head. That's what you do. Yeah, that's what you do. I said, ain't no shortcut. That's what you do for the blues.
Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. That's what you do. Oh, what a fabulous young artist. 24 years of age. I noticed on every video, I noticed he likes to play a Gibson guitar with some humbuckers. For all you guitar nerds out there that want to know what he's playing. And he has a very powerful sound. And like I said, you know, 24 years old. He's from the Delta itself. I'm sure he didn't live the same life the old Delta guys did. But he's right there in it. Right smack dab in the 662. And it's hard to believe that, you know, for only 24 years old, he's already getting written up by Rolling Stone magazine. He's toured with guys like Buddy Guy and Steve Miller and everything. I'll tell you another interesting thing. I think it was 2009 his first album came out. I may be wrong there. If I'm wrong, log in and tell me so. His debut album was called Kingfish, and it went to number one on the Billboard Blues chart. His very first album went straight to number one, and it was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Traditional Blues Album. That's pretty impressive for a young man, 24 years old, coming out of the Delta. Well, look here. Don't go away. We have a lot more blues for you, a lot more songs, more artists. And when we come back, we're going to listen to this guy named Jared James Nichols, a guy I knew nothing about before just a few days ago. And everybody that I know plays the blues, I mean, you really got to listen to this guy. He's a really hot guitarist. He might be a little more on the rock side for this program, but we're going to air him anyway because that's what we do. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.